Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Jimmy Fallon says the White House says N95 masks are the most protective, which is too bad because I assume the bedazzled ones I bought on Etsy were 100% COVID proof. That's right. We're all getting masks. Last year, we got $1,200. This year, cloth and a rubber band. Yeah, the N95 mask should be helpful. Unfortunately, out of habit, whenever somebody says N95, Joe Biden calls out bingo. John Goodman was on with Fallon. Goodman talked about his own audition for Saturday Night Live. Yeah, John Goodman auditioned in 1980. He said it didn't go so well. It's the worst thing I've ever done in front of people in my life. I wrote something about 15 minutes before I went over there. It's not that I had any material to show or anything. I just knew they'd hire me because I'm a nice guy. Quick recap of this week's SNL. I liked it a lot. I thought it was pretty funny. The opening sketch, James Austin Johnson showing to be one of the MVPs of the season, did his Joe Biden impression. Not as on point as his Trump, but good enough. His Biden said there's one simple thing you can do to make COVID go away. Stop seeing Spider-Man. Think about it. When did Spider-Man come out? December 17th. When did every single person get Omicron? The week after December 17th. Also in that sketch, Pete Davidson, who I'll talk about later, showed up as Joe Biden from the real universe. Pete had no shirt on and said that the version of reality that you, my listener, are in right now started as a joke in 2016 when the Chicago Cubs won the World Series. I loved the sketch, like laughed out loud the sketch, which was the TNT NBA guys and Bowen Yang did Yao Ming. Everybody else was sitting in chairs and Bowen Yang was like 70 feet tall. Hilarious. Bowen Yang has been the MVP of the season. I also really liked Chris Redd as New York City Mayor Eric Adams. Now, if you're not from the tri-state area, not sure you would have appreciated how on point that sketch was. The new mayor is a bit of a character with some swagger, as you saw in the sketch. Chris Redd nailed that. I'd like to see a lot more of that character, probably too regional to bring back. And I am told by Cousin Keith, who lives in Queens, that the actual mayor has now leaned into the characterization in the impression, which I think is a smart thing. It was a fun, harmless impression, and Mayor Adams is smart to lean into it. Sunday night on America's Funniest Home Videos, they paid tribute to the original host Bob Saget. Current host Alfonso Ribeiro said, as you've heard, the world lost a legend last week, and AFV lost a family member. Bob Saget is synonymous with AFV to this day, and this show wouldn't have been the same without his unique sense of humor. It's been my honor to continue carrying the torch that Bob so brightly lit. They showed a montage of clips of Bob being Bob and showed a clip from the 20th anniversary of the show when then-host Tom Bergeron, who took over after Saget left in 1997, Bergeron interviewed Saget back then. They showed that clip. Dave Chappelle posted a video in which he regrets not texting Bob Saget back. Chappelle was performing last Thursday at the Peppermint Club in West Hollywood. He noted that he has aged, so have his comedy peers, many of whom are older than him since he started in the industry so young. And he said, "They're dying like hotcakes, but I didn't see the death of Bob Saget coming. Man, he just texted me and I saw the text yesterday and I never texted him back because I was just busy. It happens. I'm just saying to remind you that these moments are precious. When I come out at night, I'm not just hanging out. I'm making memories." The Houston Chronicle caught up with Kathleen Madigan. She says, "I'm fine. We're in Ohio. I just left a gas station where a worker has COVID and was projectile vomiting in the bathroom. They looked at me weird because I had a mask on, but guess what I don't have? COVID. 1 hour outside any city, that's what you get. I'm outside Columbus and nowhere near Cleveland, sort of no man's land, and people are vomiting COVID. In the beginning, I was staying home for grandma, but grandma is at the bleeping casino. Guess who drove her there? Grandpa." For her set, she says the jokes are mostly light and silly. "I'm not getting into vax, anti-vax, or anything like that. It's all personal stuff, so nobody can argue with it. In Columbus, a lot of people came out, but in St. Louis the other night, and that's where I'm from, they pulled a bunch of shows. I'm doing whatever I'm told. What I love is when the venues ask the performer what they want to do. I won't say the name, but a big venue asked me what I'd like the policy to be. I'm like, sorry, you dialed the number of a lady who was a waitress until she decided to become a comedian. I shouldn't be deciding public health decrees. Don't you have a public health department? Try the mayor's office. Or if you want a comedian, try Dr. Ken. He's an actual doctor who spent 185 years at Duke. He's a real doctor. You're going to leave this up to me and some country singer? What's happened to us? The breakdown of who's deciding crap has gone too far. I'm willing to admit I'm a moron on this subject matter. Why won't they believe me? I'm telling you, I don't have any information on this. The problem is there's no consistency. I was telling Ron White, who's my little buddy, it's like when you have a dream and there's no segues. One minute you're fishing at the pond, the next you're at the shopping mall in the 80s. That's how one day on the road seems right now. You leave a city in a serious lockdown, you get to a casino gig, and it's game on, like COVID never happened there. It's Tuesday, so on Tuesday, Daily Comedy News is brought to you by All Pro Lions, because that's a podcast about football, and they come out on Tuesday. They combine football and jokes. I love listening to All Pro Lions every Tuesday. I also follow them on Twitter, which is at All Pro Lions, which is where I steal their jokes, because I am the Carlos Mencia of podcasts. Here are some jokes from All Pro Lions, which, if you listen to the podcast All Pro Lions, would be properly told by a professional comedian, Kostaki Economopoulos, not some hack in his basement. I don't even think I'm a hack, because I'm not a comedian. I'm just some dude with a USB microphone and a laptop. I'm not even a hack. But let's give these a shot. They kicked Belichick out of the tournament like an unvaccinated tennis player. Belichick also had no shot. The Cowboys are getting into the amusement park business, changing the name of the stadium to 14 Flags. The Cowboys game had more flags than a meeting of the United Nations, more flags than a gay pride parade, more flags than a gay pride protest at the United Nations. All Pro Lions, wherever you get your podcasts. Let's head on over to Gossip Corner from SheKnows.com. John Mulaney's ex Anna Marie Tindler enchants fans with a mystical and topless photo. You got my attention at topless photo. The former Mrs. John Mulaney, Anna Marie Tindler, posted a truly alluring photo of herself in a 1960s-esque snapshot flowing about her long-dyed hair. She captioned the topless photo with a Jenny Lewis lyric from the song Head Underwater. That lyric, and this is where I'm worried about Anna Marie again, I put my head underwater, baby. I threw my clothes away in the trash. I stood barefoot on the blazing concrete. I was waiting for the gut of the thunder to crash. I don't want to bore you with how I feel. When the walls come down, the S got real. Now, the women in the audience, you can eye-roll this, but I'm going to save the guys some time because I know you're curious. You can't see the good parts that are covered by her hair. Meanwhile, Olivia Munn, John Mulaney's current girlfriend and baby mama, she revealed that her mom hand-knitted a pair of mittens for little baby Malcolm. The mittens were meant to resemble the ones famously worn by Bernie Sanders at Joe Biden's 2020 inauguration. What are we doing? Meanwhile, Kanye West's new song, The Game, leaked online with a lyric, God save me from that crash, just so I can beat Pete Davidson's ass. Wow. An insider told Hollywood Life, Pete Davidson almost expected to be referenced by Kanye in his song sooner or later, and instead of hating it, he absolutely loves it and thinks it's hilarious. He doesn't want to fight Kanye. He respects Kanye, as Kanye is still the father of Kim's children, and that's important. Pete will never step in the way of any of that. He finds being on a song of Kanye's almost a pat on the back, and quite honestly, something very cool. From Variety, the Santa Claus franchise is being continued as a limited series at Disney Plus for some reason. At least Tim Allen is returning to star as Scott Calvin. In the series, Scott Calvin is on the brink of his 65th birthday, and he's realizing he can't be Santa forever. He's starting to lose a step in his Santa duties, and more importantly, he's got a family who could benefit from a life in the normal world, especially his two kids who've grown up at the pole. With a lot of elves, children, and family to please, Scott sets out to find a suitable replacement Santa while preparing his family for a new adventure in a life south of the pole. Do we need this? I don't think we need it. It doesn't sound horrible, but I'm not sure we need it. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.